So the Torah tells us that if one is suspicious that one's wife is doing something improper, she's having an affair, or she's being immodest with someone, he could tell her, I don't want you to be alone with that guy. And then if she's alone with him again, then we have a whole procession. The couple have to separate technically. They're not allowed to be alone together. They go up to Jerusalem and she gets the sota waters, and then it's verified whether she had an affair or she didn't have an affair. Now, technically, today we don't have a temple. We don't have the capacity to give the sota waters. But if a husband were to tell his wife, I don't want you to be alone with your father. Don't be alone with your father. Even if it's just between him and her. He has, according to one opinion in the Talmud, he has hereby given her warning that constitutes a halachic warning that sets into effect all the halachot of sotah. And then if she will be alone with her father another time, and there will be witnesses, which can happen very easily, then technically the couple is going to have to separate and they will have no solution. So that's why the Talmud says a person has to be very careful nowadays not to tell his wife this sentence, I don't want you to be alone with anyone, because this warning can apply to her brother, her father, her son, any man. The Torah gave the husband the capacity to ask his wife not to be alone, and being alone is more stringent than yichud, this being alone of sota. Now if a person should find himself in a situation where he said it, right, very good. How'd you know that? That's what it says. It says in Tosfos, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that a rabbi can annul such a warning. A rabbi can convene a court that will annul such a warning. So if a person will find himself that he told his wife, I don't want you to be alone with so-and-so, he should say, oh, I wish I never said that. Wait, we got to go to the rabbi. Don't wait. Go to the rabbi and find out how you annul that. But don't count on the rabbi being able to annul it. You can't always annul it. And then you're going to give your wife a very hard predicament to be in. So don't say it. Just get used to not saying that. A person should not say that sentence to his wife. I don't want you to be alone with anyone. And if a person thinks he has such an issue with his wife, he has to consult with the rabbi how he's going to go about doing it. But don't let those words come out.
This seems unrealistic because yichud would apply in all situations other than the three people that you named, the son, the father, and the brother. So,
and yet, the Torah gave the husband the capacity.
But is that realistic to say to somebody, don't be alone?
Sure, sure. Imagine a guy is scared that his wife is having an affair with her father. There are sick people in the world.
Jerry Springer, though.
I don't know who Jerry Springer is, but the Torah tells us it can happen. The Torah prohibits it. And the Torah says that can happen, and a person has to watch himself not to do that. And a person, it can happen. No, a person has to be careful not to say that to his wife. Exactly. Just one second.
What does that mean, more stringent, though?
More stringent means yichud means no one else could walk into the room. In this, if they were alone, even though someone theoretically could have walked into the room, but they were alone for an even shorter amount of time than yichud, you got a problem on your hands. Good question. No, probably much less.
What?
Yichud is taking into assumption the couple already made up. These two people made up.
No, I'm only saying 7 minutes because of that's how long you're supposed to keep. It's like the stringent opinion of how long you're supposed to keep the bride and groom in the...
No. Yichud, we say, is much less than that. Yichud assumes if they would both have made up, that they're going to have an affair. And they walked into that room with the sole intent of doing that. How long would it take them? And that
like
takes about... think about it. 30 seconds? How long does it take? Yichud is not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yichud is, you could say it's a minute. You could say it's a minute and a half. You can't say it's 7 minutes.
They put that as severe as someone who's potentially like engaged to getting married. They put that as someone like that's not, versus someone who's having an affair, which is thus destroying like everyone's lives based upon two people who are, God forbid, in a position of yichud who are going to marry. It's in the same severity, same category of punishment.
If you guys want a class on yichud, Bezrat Hashem, it's on 2 weeks Thursday. There is a class online. The class online, you'll find, has a lot of interruptions. The history of the class online was a guy asked for a class on Yichud, and then it went pretty much like tonight's Thursday night where I couldn't record anything. I started the class, and before I could get a word in, I got 5 questions. I tried to answer the questions, and I got another 5 questions. We spent all Friday morning, an hour and a half, being bombarded with questions, and I didn't get one word of the class in. So the first class on Yichud got mixed. And then we said, next Friday we'll have a class on Yichud, but no questions till after the class. And then we had a quick class, it's online, on the laws of Yichud. And after the class, the questions, most of the guys already had said their questions the week beforehand. So there weren't that many questions. But if you guys want, so we could try maybe next Friday or Thursday in 2 weeks, we'll have a whole class on it. Because I don't want to just answer you yes or no. We have to understand the halacha, not just know it. So technically, yes, the halacha says you have to be careful with yichud, and it doesn't matter if a couple is engaged. You have to be even more stringent when you're engaged, because we assume the emotions are strong when one is engaged. And the halacha says the laws of yichud are the minimum, and every individual has to gauge himself and his relationship vis-a-vis that person and add the stringencies necessary, taking into account the feelings that one has. I always tell every couple, the couples when they get engaged in Merkaz Arav and in any yeshiva, Mir, and whenever I meet a couple that got engaged, if they're close and they want advice, one of the things I tell them is that the laws of Yichud are the minimum, and it says in the Gemara in Kiddushin where the laws of Yichud appear, and in the Shulchan Aruch, that in accordance with the feelings that two people might have for one another, you have to add stringencies on the laws of Yichud to ensure that nothing improper happens. And that's halacha. And then it makes a lot of sense.
Is it based upon that they're going to have relations, or based upon something even as minimal as touching their hand?
Let's discuss that in the Yichud class. We'll have a class on it.